Every day, the state of Michigan spends about $2.30 to feed each of its inmates. That might not sound like a lot, but with 45,000 prisoners, the tally for taxpayers comes to $38 million a year. Some states, like Georgia, have reduced these costs somewhat by operating farms to help feed the prisoners. And Michigan Department of Corrections Director Bill Martin thinks he can do the same by expanding the state's prison farms.
That's always, in my mind, the driving force of how can we do it better and for less money, because the taxpayer says, look, I've only got so much to give, so I'm going to ask that you do it the best you can when I give it to you. And that's what drives issues for me.
And Martin adds there are some other practical benefits to prison farms.
It keeps another portion of the inmate population busy. And a busy inmate is one that tends not to be trouble and tends to be a better person once they're released.
About 100 years ago, most of the country's prisons had farming operations, a practice that continued through much of the 1900s. But over the past few decades, many of these farms have folded. In the early 70s, a governor's task force in Wisconsin studied that state's prison farm system.
And they came to the conclusion that farms in corrections were antiquated. They weren't providing appropriate training for inmates going back to urban areas, so they came out with a recommendation that the whole farming system should be closed.
Steve Kronzer is director of the Wisconsin Bureau of Correctional Enterprises. He says eventually a compromise was reached, and today the state operates 3 prison farms. Kronzer says farms can still play an important role in the correctional system. He says many prisoners have never held a job before, and working on a farm teaches basic employment skills, such as showing up on time and carrying out assigned tasks. In Wisconsin and most other states, prison farms only employ minimum security inmates, since the farms are typically outside the secure perimeter of the prisons. Even so, the issue of security has been cited as a reason to close many prison farms, and the possibility that Michigan may soon set up new farms is bringing up old memories for the residents of Jackson, where about 15 years ago, 2 inmates walked off a prison farm, broke into a house, and killed 2 people.
And my mom hollered at me, she's like, well, get in the house because they just found some people dead.
I've worked with a lady who lived next door to the people that were killed. And the people always felt pretty safe, but I think that changed people's minds.
And the murders led to the closing of all of Jackson's farming operations. Michigan Department of Corrections Director Bill Martin vows safety will be a top priority if prison farms expand in the state. Still, some think the idea could be a hard sell.
I think the neighbors will have some things to say about it, and right away the NIMBY thing will hit you right between the ears, you know, not in my backyard.
Bruce Bickley is an assistant professor of criminal justice at Grand Valley State University. He says he understands the neighbors' fears, but in reality, most escapees are captured without incident. At the same time Michigan is looking to expand prison farms, so too is Wisconsin. But the states are taking different approaches. Wisconsin's Steve Kronzer says his state will only expand profitable operations on existing farms. And he says that will happen slowly. Kronzer says he's skeptical that Michigan will be able to shave much off the cost of feeding prisoners by creating a statewide system of new farms.
Well, you'd have to do your cost-benefit analysis. If you're spending millions of dollars in taxpayer money to set them up, it takes a long time to pay that off.
For his part, Michigan Department of Corrections Director Bill Martin says some states have already shown that prison farms save money. Martin points to the example of Georgia, where inmates raise about 40% of what they eat.
Georgia has been able to reduce their food costs very dramatically. Clearly, when you have 45,000 inmates, if you're saving 30 cents a day, that's a lot of money over a year's period of time. Plus the other benefits that come along with it, it really makes it a no-brainer.
Cost analysis studies are now underway throughout the state. Martin says if the results show that homegrown prison food can indeed save taxpayer dollars, Michigan will buck the trend toward closing prison farms and could lead the way for other states to do the same. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.